The vote in Congress was 47 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to move the amendment on to the next step for approval by all 50 state legislatures. That vote mirrors a recent Badger poll showing more than 40% of Wisconsinites oppose the amendment they'll be voting on in November. Josh Frecker of the group Fair Wisconsin says that shows more and more people understand that the proposed amendment would not just ban gay marriage, but a wide range of benefits for same-sex couples.
When they think about the real impact, if you spend 10, 20, 30 years of your life with someone, you shouldn't be turned away from that person at the hospital door or locked out of funeral planning. And more people, Americans and Wisconsinites, are coming to understand that these kind of measures are going to hurt people in their communities who do not deserve to be hurt.
But backers of the amendment have a different read on this week's congressional vote and the outcome for the Wisconsin amendment this fall. Jelaine Appling of the Wisconsin Family Research Institute says members of Congress were swayed by a powerful minority who support gay marriage. She cites the wide margin of victory for constitutional gay marriage bans in 19 states.
People are saying in resounding numbers that they want to make sure they're the ones who get to determine the definition of marriage and that it should be between a man and a woman. That reflects the will of the people.
Still, gay rights advocates feel the tide is turning. They point to 8 states that tried and failed to get gay marriage bans on the ballot this year, including Wisconsin's neighboring states of Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. Some advocates say Wisconsin could be the first state to reject a gay marriage ban. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.